we have got to be careful that we are not putting the onus for salvation back on a person's sincerity or how much they knew. Hey, welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. Today we're answering another listener-submitted question. Let's get right into it. What does a person have to believe in order to be saved? That would be great to know because I watched a Grace Evangelical Society video and others, and I know that salvation is by faith alone, but I'm not sure what the saving facts are. God bless. This is a very good question. It's on our website. It's question number 46. And the reason why I'm telling you that is because I really want you to go read my answer, which is what I'm going to do here. I see this all the time. What really saves? What is going to be the thing that passes a person from death unto life? We have the gospel message, and we have what a person has to do to be saved. But I think in an honest attempt to just answer questions, sometimes pastors and teachers can make salvation more complex than the scripture describes it. So if you are following along on our website, we'll have the link down in the bottom of this video to the written answer to this question. But the first thing we need to define is what the gospel message is. We need to talk about that for just a second. The word gospel means good news. Okay, now we know from all types of advertisements, you may have watched an advertisement just before you click this video, but there are so many gospel messages out there. There's good news on, you know, you got the house offer. There's good news you can save 15% or more by switching to, I'm not going to say them because they're not a sponsor, but we can see a lot of different things that are good news for us. But what is specific about the gospel message of Jesus Christ is it's good news about him. And the Bible does define what the gospel message is in 1 Corinthians 15, 3 through 4. That Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That was by the apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians 15, 3 through 4. My second point here is that salvation, which is different from the gospel message, is different from the good news. Salvation is described, and I'm going to give you three cases here. Now, we could spend a significant amount of time going at each verse of salvation, but these are the ones that were brought to the forefront of my mind that make salvation clear on the basic terms. Jesus said that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life, John 3:16. The apostle Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, Acts 16:31. Peter said that whosoever believeth in him shall receive the remission of sins. That's in Acts 10:43. So simply, salvation is believing the gospel, which states that Jesus, the Son of God, paid for your sin on the cross, was buried, and rose again. The moment a person places their faith in Jesus Christ, five things happen amongst many other things, but there's five specific things that I want to point out. Number one is that they are justified. This is a legal term, which means declared righteous. And that is used in Acts 13:39, I think, the best. And then, of course, all through Romans. Romans is a soteriology 101 crash course. But when Paul is talking in Acts 13:39, he says, and by him all that believe are justified from all things. Number two, we're sanctified, which is, again, written in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10 and verse 10, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Number three, we are delivered from condemnation. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. That's John 5:24. Number four, we are given eternal life. 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And then number five is that we are sealed, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, and that's in Ephesians 1:13. So we've looked at the Bible, and we've looked at the difference between the gospel, the good news, which is Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection, and salvation, which all of those three accounts that I gave you, Jesus said, whosoever believeth in him. Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter said that whosoever believeth in him. That's salvation. That's when a person is passed from death unto life. So then what are the saving facts, the saving faith? What does a person have to understand in order to be saved? Well, I think it's just Jesus, and we're going to talk about that. Don't forget, we have a new audio-exclusive podcast coming out on BibleLine called Real Talk, and it's all things faith and practice. It comes out every Wednesday at 3 p.m. It's not released here on YouTube. It's audio only, so make sure you follow us on wherever you get your podcasts. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the BibleLine YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button, and hit the notification bell. When you do, make sure you set all notifications so you know when we post a community tab, when we post a live video, or just a regularly scheduled video. Make sure to like, comment, and share all the stuff that you see here on BibleLine. It brings more people under the sounds of the gospel. And if you have a Bible question, send it to us. Questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll be more than happy to get you a written answer via email, post it on our website, and even try to make a video like we're doing today. All right, so we're talking now about what makes a person saved. And a lot of times I hear the term saving faith, saving facts, as it was described in this video. And I take issue with that. I'm not going to divide, okay? It's not a dividing issue, but I'll be honest. It bothers me because there is no saving faith or saving facts. There's just faith and facts. But what saves a person is when they place that faith into Christ. Those facts tell them about Jesus Christ, but those facts don't save them. Otherwise, the mere hearing of the facts would save a person, and we know that's not true. A person must believe. Now, here at Calvary Community Church and at Florida Bible College, we use the wallet illustration. I'm sure you've seen it before, where we let one hand represent everybody in the world, another hand represents Jesus Christ, and then we have the wallet represents sin. Some people have said, well, do I have to believe all seven of those points in order to be saved? No, and those points are not the 7 points of the gospel. They're the 7 points of an illustration that helps make the case for Christ. When we're talking about those 7 points, let's go over them very quickly. Number one, we're all sinners. That's important to understand because, number two, the wages of sin is death. Why is that important? Because, number three, heaven is a perfect place and you got to be perfect to get there. But back to point number one, you're a sinner. And there's a payment for that sin. You are in condemnation because of that sin. Back to point number two. Point number four says good works cannot pay for your sin. Ephesians 2:8-9 says that. James 2:10, you keep the law on every point but offend in one. You're guilty of all. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 1, that all the things of the Old Testament sacrifices could never take away sin. All these things point to the fact that you cannot save yourself and you have a problem. You have sin in which you will be condemned for. Point number five is that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died on the cross, was buried, and rose again. But specifically, he died on the cross to pay for all the sins of all the world. John 3:16, we know that verse, but I'm going to read to you 1 John 2:2. And just as a little side note for all you BibleLine fans, this is what I call the Calvinism killer. 1 John 2:2, you got to know it. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. So the illustration, when it gets to point five, is saying Jesus died for all the sins of all the world. That's what he did on the cross. Number six is where a person can get saved. We are saved by believing on Jesus Christ's payment for our sin. Jesus said it in John 3:16, whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him hath everlasting life. John 6:47, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. We can go on and on and on. And then point number seven, which we at Calvary Community Church have added for the purpose of assurance, is once we believe on Jesus, then we are given eternal life, which can never be lost. 1 John 5:13 and Ephesians 1:13 through 14. You know verse 13, but I'm going to read verse 14 to you. Which is the in earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. What is the redemption of the purchased possession? I think it's twofold. It's either the rapture, when those who are alive and remain are taken after those who have already passed, or it's the day of your death. So that is eternal security wrapped up in a nutshell. But these are just points in an illustration. And there are many points that people may already believe. For an example, an American most likely has heard all those points of the gospel, yet they are not aware that faith alone in Jesus is what saves them. They may be thinking that their good works can save them. I won't know unless I talk to them. And in the process of talking to them, we can conclude this is what they need to understand. This is where they need the Bible to clarify and define the truth. And if they are putting their trust in good works to be saved, they're going to hell. But if they change their mind, biblical repentance, which is to change your mind and put their faith in Christ, they're saved. What are the saving facts for that person? There's none. There's no specific saving fact for that individual, just facts. But it's going to vary from person to person. But what's the point of decision or action? And I'm not saying that in a way that infers works. We know from Romans 4, 5 that believing is not a work. But what does a person have to do to be saved? Change their mind about good works? Well, if they change their mind about good works, but they don't put their faith in Jesus, they still are lacking a payment for their sin. They simply have to believe on Jesus instead of their good works. I may speak with someone who truly believes they have never sinned. I know their need to understand God's standard of righteousness and how they failed to meet that standard. But what are the saving facts for that person? It's still Jesus Christ. They still have to put their faith in Christ. They don't think that they're a bad person, and they think that they're perfect. Well, the Bible says they're a sinner. If they change their mind about that, now their sin has condemnation. There needs to be a payment, and they see their need for Jesus and his offer to pay for their sin. I hope this is making sense. Here's my closing point here. Jesus is what saves a person, not facts about him. The gospel message of 1 Corinthians 15, 3 through 4, the power of the gospel message is that it points to Jesus. That's where the power is. So if you're watching videos and you're hearing pastors say things like, are you really saved? Have you believed enough? We're going to make a video about that later. We have got to be careful that we are not putting the onus for salvation back on a person's sincerity or how much they knew. A lot of people know a lot of things about the gospel message, but they have not believed. That's the difference. You've got to put your faith in Jesus Christ. Your faith is not what saves you. The object of our faith, Jesus Christ, is what saves you. The facts or points or gospel message all point to a person, Jesus Christ. And as Paul said, and I like it best there, believe on him and you'll receive everlasting life. I pray this makes sense. I know it was a lengthy one today, but it's important to understand what the Bible says so that we can be truthful and accurate to the scripture. If you have a Bible question, send it to us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Until then, keep looking up, because Jesus Christ is coming soon. God bless you.
If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.